Chapter 19, OMG. In the conference room, Reinstadt quietly sorted through his email on his phone, while Kylie installed OMG on her laptop. Then she ran some tests to make sure it was running properly. After about 10 minutes, Reinstadt angled his head to see Kylie's screen.
"How are you doing? Is it working?"
He looked at his watch. "Yes, we're good to go. I want to rerun a search on Jerry Fox and see if there's anything else on Lily. Now that I know my laptop is at Visiozyme, I want to run searches on the execs from the top down over there, too. That could certainly give us some clues. Might take a while. So I wonder if I can get something to eat. I'm starting to get lightheaded. I could eat a horse about now."
"Sure, sorry, but we don't have any horses. We had them for lunch. Would you settle for pizza?"
"Of course." Reinstadt pushed a button on the intercom.
"Jane, can you please order us a pizza?" He turned to Kylie. "What do you want on it?"
"Anything." At this point, she might even consider eating the pizza box.
"Okay, make that a pepperoni and mushroom." He turned to Kylie. "Do you drink beer?"
"Yes."
"Jane, bring in a couple of beers from the lunchroom, please."
"Do you want the pizza delivered now?" Jane asked. Now an efficient employee, Kylie smiled to herself about Jane's change in attitude.
"Yes, as soon as possible, thank you." He switched off the intercom, removed his jacket, loosened his tie, and the top button of his shirt.
Kylie swallowed hard. His looks were even more pleasing when he'd loosened up a little, the way JFK looked so charming in the charismatic photos of him sailing with his family in Hyannis. Reinstadt did remind her a little of JFK. With her help, he could be a revered president, too.
"So, show me how this thing works," he said. "I never did get to see that demo."
Jane came in with the beers, not looking at Kylie. She wordlessly set them on the table with two paper cups, smiling at Reinstadt.
"Thanks, Jane," said Bill, not looking up.
"No problem," she beamed him a smile. "Is there anything else?" She fixed her eyes on him without even glancing in Kylie's direction.
"That's it for now."
"Okay," Kylie said when Jane had closed the door behind her. "It takes about 10 minutes to get a full query. Let's start with Fox." She pulled up a form on her screen. She filled in all the variables, such as emails to anyone at Visiozyme and anything that included the word Lily, as well as his bank accounts and contact list, searching for anyone with Lily in her name. "While it's thinking, let's look at the Visiozyme website and find out who the major players are. I can also query connections to Jerry Fox once we know a bit more about what to ask."
"You're a smart girl. I like the way you think," he said, flipping off the top of his can of beer and taking a sip. "Kylie, don't take this the wrong way, but with all that's happened, you can't go back to your apartment. I'm wondering if you have a place to stay?"
"I suppose if I was desperate, I could stay with my parents in Lexington."
"For all intents and purposes, are you desperate?"
She gave him a half smile and shrugged. Even if she was desperate, staying with her parents was her absolute last resort. He slid the other beer and a cup over so it was right in front of her.
"I have a spare room at my place, and you could stay there for a couple of days or until this blows over. I'm supposed to be keeping an eye on you."
Kylie's face burned, and she nodded, not trusting her words at first, since it was as if she had died and God invited her to stay in his special place in heaven. "Really? That's cool. I mean, that's really nice of you." She finally managed. She took a long swig of beer.
"Okay, that's settled then. Let's see what we can find on OMG, and then we'll head over there."
Kylie nodded. First, she found a list of all the top execs from the Visiozyme website, and one by one fed them into OMG. She received a notification that Fox's report was ready, just as the pizza arrived. She loaded her paper plate with two slices and bit into one, holding it next to her mouth for easy access as she worked. It was the best pizza in memory. Fox's report contained a long list of emails that contained the word Lily. Many of them were between him and Simon, but several were communications with Michael Harriman, one of the names Kylie had just copied on her list, and she had just learned that he was the CEO of Visiozyme. Those emails were more specific. "Sorry to hear about your divorce," sort of notes. Kylie was surprised to find that Harriman's wife was named Lily and that Fox could be so empathic. She took another bite, closing her eyes and savoring it for a moment before she spoke.
Have you ever heard of Michael Harriman?
Well, yes, he's the founder of Visiozyme, a big name in the biotech sector.
Kylie pointed to her screen. She was suddenly embarrassed to notice her ragged fingernails, adorned with black-striped remnants of nail polish. It appears that he might be a big name with Lily as well. Can you just Google him while I go through these emails?
Sure.
I'll get my laptop and we'll be right back. He was gone for just moments when he returned with his computer and two more beers.
Just to lubricate the process, he said,
sliding one next to Kylie's almost empty can in front of her.
Thanks,
she said, keeping her eyes on the screen, hiding her over-the-moon nervousness about eating pizza with her idol. If she looked at him, he might see. Reinstadt folded a slice of pizza into a manageable triangle and shoveled it into his mouth while he scanned the search results on Harriman.
Here's something, he said, with his mouth stuffed as a mailbag at Christmas. Try Lily Harriman. She's the ex-wife. Here's an old Boston Globe photo of them together from some benefit.
I know, I just saw that. His wife's name is Lily. Pretty interesting.
Reinstadt angled his laptop for Kylie to see the photo of a handsome blonde man with tortoiseshell glasses wearing a tux. Kylie guessed Harriman to be in his 40s. He had his arm wrapped around the waist of an Asian beauty in a strapless black dress. Kylie immediately typed Lily Harriman into OMG.
This might take a while, since the program is backed up with a queue. What else did you find on her?
Reinstadt held up his finger for her to wait. He had just found Lily's Facebook profile.
Evidently, she's in a relationship now with a Steve Hahn. It appears that she's dumped Michael, he reported, scrolling through it.
Oh, my God! I talked to a Steve Hahn when I was looking for a reference on Simon. They shared an office. He was like talking to a wall. This could be important, although I'm not sure how yet.
Here's a photo of them, Reinstadt pointed.
We only spoke on the phone, and I have no idea what he looks like. Let's see. The photo showed a 30-something guy hugging Lily with both arms. He had a full head of brown hair, parted on one side, dramatically dipping over his eye on the other side.
She switched over to the Visiozyme site on her laptop and searched for Steve Hahn, where she found a photo.
Look at this,
she said, showing Reinstadt. She shoveled another bite of pizza into her mouth as he looked at it. It's definitely the same guy.
Interesting.
Did you check to see if Lily has any connections in Chinatown?
We should look up the bubble tea place and find out who owns it, she said.
Yes, the Bureau already sent a team down there today, and they checked all that out. They confirmed that she owns the building, but I didn't put it together that she was Harriman's ex-wife.
Kylie added a query on the real Lily, requesting information on her divorce. Then she added Steve Hahn to the queue, just as OMG notified Kylie that Michael Harriman's report was ready. There were hundreds of emails with references to Lily, but they were mostly to his lawyer, where he just referred to Lily as the EWFH, ex-wife from hell, and TB, the bitch.
Listen to this, she said, reading from her laptop. What a racket. Evidently, Michael was paying her $10,000 a month in alimony. She shook her head. Wait, there's more. On top of that, it looks like she recently filed a contempt suit. Guess she thought that she wasn't getting enough and that she was entitled to half of his stock at Visiozyme, too. How greedy can you get? Kylie was incredulous. They're already divorced. Shouldn't that all be settled? How can anyone be such a parasite?
You'd be amazed at what goes on, said Reinstadt.
I'd never expect that. Just because a marriage didn't work out, it doesn't seem fair that one person has to keep supporting the other if she can do it herself. Usually it's not just one person's fault, right? How does anyone ever think that they deserve to keep taking someone's money once they're divorced? Especially if they can support themselves.
Kylie remembered what she had discovered about her parents. Now she was even more certain that she'd take her good old time to get married if she ever did at all. She was also pretty sure that if it ever came to divorce, her mother would never behave like such a leech. She had more pride than that. He looked at her appreciatively.
The laws are old school, from when women didn't work, he said. But times have changed, and you're right. The law needs to evolve to protect men, too.
I guess, but I don't get why people get married and how it turns into this kind of ugliness.
People change, Kylie, he said thoughtfully.
She wondered if he was referring to himself. I don't know, but to me, it just sounds like greed. I think that people need to feel like they have enough in life. If you never feel like what you have is good enough, you always want more. And I think that must be like a big gnawing hole. He looked at her appreciatively and smiled.
Thanks, Yoda. You are very wise indeed. She laughed.
The thing is, he went on, some of us have more good things than others. In public policy that affects millions of people, everyone has to have enough or you'll get all kinds of problems.
I didn't mean that we shouldn't try to make the world better, explained Kylie. I just meant that people shouldn't be greedy or vindictive. They should just be content with the good things in their lives.
What else are you finding in there? He looked over at her computer.
Not a lot. I searched for the name Lily, but most of Michael's results were about his ex-wife or their divorce. He didn't have a folder like the ones on Fox's or Simon's computers, which is a relief. Even though he might have a motive to do something vile to his ex-wife, why would he release a horrible virus and kill the rest of the world? I could be wrong, but it doesn't seem to fit. I think we should keep looking.
He looked at his watch. Look, it's already 8 o'clock. I don't know about you, but I've had a really long day and still have a bunch of paperwork to finish. He closed his laptop. What do you say we move this over to my place? You can get settled and do the rest of your searches there.
Sure. Nothing sounded better. It was amazing to be allowed to even bask in Rheinstadt's stardust, inhale the same air and share some beers and pizza, never mind see where he lived. Kylie couldn't believe her luck. Sounds good to me. I should be able to finish this batch tonight, and tomorrow I'll give Stuart my results. Kylie followed Rheinstadt out of the conference room and stood in the waiting room while he got his coat and briefcase. She was happy to see that Jane had gone home, and the rest of the office appeared deserted. Outside, the city looked like a ghost town. Just before a holiday, the street appeared especially desolate with no traffic, tourists, and Bostonians going about their business. The panhandlers had even packed it up. As they walked towards his building, Kylie and Rheinstadt chatted about the cold and the unusual early snow. They felt silent as they walked past the ornate old state house and up a couple of blocks to Tremont Street, passing the pre-revolutionary granary burial ground, dark as death, just across the street. Rheinstadt touched her arm to turn again to the Parker House, and then again at Province Street.
This is my block, he said, pointing at the building with a large gray overhang. I bought a condo there a couple of years ago, but then, of course, you probably already know that.
Kylie grinned. Although she recalled reading his address, she had forgotten, having been much more interested in his emails. He led her through the modern atrium lobby, complete with potted trees, high ceilings, and gigantic abstract paintings. They rode the elevator up to the penthouse floor, and he led her down a plush carpeted hallway to his door.
Welcome to Shea Rheinstadt, he said, unlocking it.
He switched on a hall light, illuminating the soft gray walls and hardwood floors in the front entrance. She closed her eyes, willing her threatening tears of gratitude to stay hidden behind her eyelids. The horrific events of her day suddenly evaporated as she followed him inside and shut the door. ¶¶